When you reviewed your life this past year and prepared for the Passover, how did you do? Could you see areas where, well, I don't do that as much, I'm getting better here? I hope you can see progress in each of your lives. I hope you can look at God and talk to God and thank Him for the help that He's giving you. But we're not there yet, are we? We still have a long ways to go. Does God leave us alone to fight sin? Do we have to do it all by ourselves? Because in talking with people and in talking to God myself, I sit there and tell Him, well, I'm doing everything I can, I'm trying as hard as I can, and I'm not getting there. Is that your case? Does God want to help us? Of course He does. Do we let Him? Do we surrender to Him so that He can? Do we let God into our lives to the point where we want Him to run our life? Are we willing to give everything to God, to surrender totally to Him? We have the most powerful being in the universe on our side. So why do we struggle so much? Why is overcoming so difficult? Sometimes in talking with brethren, they give me the impression that they're trying to do it all on their own. That they think they have to overcome, that they have to fight. And they do. We all have to fight. We all have to resist. But the point of this message is this, brethren. We can overcome through Christ. We can overcome through Christ. Let's review a scripture that I think everybody has read at the Passover service, and I'm sure you read it when you were doing your own preparation. John 15. Beautiful, beautiful scripture. I just love studying this section. John 15, verse 4. This is Christ speaking, and He says, "Abide in Me, and I in you." Do you see that relationship, brethren? Christ wants to live inside us, and He wants us to live with Him. And then He gives an analogy here, just like Mr. McGuire was talking about. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in Me. He tells us right there in verse 4, if we're not willing to surrender to God and invite God into our life and let God help us overcome, we won't overcome. He says we can't. We're physical. Do we really think we have a chance against Satan by ourselves? It won't work. I think we can all look at our lives and see that. It's physically impossible. What did Christ say? God in the flesh. He said that God worked through Him. He didn't do it. God did it. And He surrendered to God. And He was God. We are flesh, and we are not God. Look at verse 5. Christ here says, I, Jesus Christ, is the vine. You, all of us, are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, listen to this, brethren, bears much fruit. When you look at your life this past year, can you say you bore much fruit? If your answer isn't yes, you may want to study this verse, because this is your answer. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Do we really believe that? Do we really believe that God is the one that overcomes in our life? Do we really understand that we can't do it without God? Brethren, in looking at my past year, I can see where I've grown. I can also see where I still struggle. And you know, I shouldn't have to struggle as hard as I am when I have the most powerful being in the universe fighting for me, rooting for me, resisting Satan for me. It just means I'm not close enough to God. I haven't totally surrendered to God. I haven't given my life to him in a way that allows him to do all that he can do. So I have to work on that this year. What I have to work on is my sin, of course, but I also have to work on surrendering to God so that we as a team can defeat sin. The words are right here. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. These are two critical verses for us to understand, to learn, to apply to our lives, so that we can be successful overcomers. I want to read one final scripture. I just love this scripture. It's very positive for me. It helps me in many ways when I get down, especially. Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's the solution, brethren. Let's become overcomers.